Anthony Aguida of the Houston FFA chapter in California is the dairy production placement winner at the 95th National FFA Convention and Expo. Now, Anthony, you have such a unique experience. Tell me a little bit about your proficiency.
Yeah, so my project started out when I was just joining high school, but I've been involved in the dairy my whole life. I take part in the hospital program on our dairy where we treat the sick cows, the milking procedure. I also am the feeder for the dairy and the policy compliance manager. But in all of that, working with employees in the day-to-day operation and doing all of these tasks, I've also became a big advocate for the dairy industry in California. I live in a place where not a lot of people know where their food comes from, and specifically their dairy products. So this gives me the chance on social media to invite people to our farm, to show them everything that takes place, because like I said, I live in a place where if I drive an hour down the highway, I'm talking to people who have no experience with cows or have even seen or touched a cow in their lifetime. So my project has grown a lot over the years throughout high school. I've became very involved with the school shutdowns. I was able to add a lot more hours into my proficiency because I didn't have to commute to school every day. So it's just really opened my eyes to my future and the fact that I do want to come back to the dairy and continue to run and grow that operation and contribute to the dairy industry.
You've worked so many hours at the dairy farm. What have you learned from those experiences that will now translate to hopefully maybe being part of the dairy farm, continuing your involvement?
I've learned firsthand that hard work and sacrifice pays off in everything that you do. I'm super proud to win this proficiency to prove to everyone in my family that hard work pays off. My grandfather came to America at the same age as me with nothing but what was in his suitcase. So I'm just really excited to call him after this and tell him about what I did to show that his hard work and sacrifice pays off. And I'm able to show that on the dairy every day by not going home until all of the tasks are complete and making sure that everything's done and not cutting corners, because it affects the cows, which ultimately affects us, and we want everything to be in good hands.
Now, you're a third-generation dairy farmer. What does it mean to continue your involvement, especially with the hard work of your family before you?
Well, 99% of dairy farms in California are family-owned. My farm is family owned as well. Like you mentioned, I'm a third generation. But to me, it just means that we are able to provide a wholesome product for our society and go home at the end of every day knowing that we did something good for our nation. There are always obstacles in the dairy industry with the prices of things changing all the time and the controversy that happens in terms of animal welfare. But this gives us the opportunity to just speak up and show people what actually happens on a dairy, why we treat our cows in good ways, because it pays off for us and we're able to provide more milk at a cheaper price for our consumers.
It's so important, that education piece. Well, you've helped on the dairy farm. You've also helped share in the story. How have you done that?
Yeah, so currently I'm the youngest member on the Real California Milk Advisory Board social media team. Here I have the opportunity to get a bunch of resources from them about sharing my California dairy story and showcasing all of the sustainability that takes place on our dairy. Here I create posts, I do virtual field trips to elementary classrooms, to kids all across the nation and our state specifically. And here I'm just giving them the chance to ask live questions to me, someone who's an actual dairy farmer, not trying to promote a specific thing, just the fact that milk comes directly from a dairy into your hands and you drink it and it's wholesome and good for you, and that we treat our cows well.
You mentioned sustainability. That's a hot topic of what's happening in California and nationwide alongside family farms, especially as large as you are. What does it mean to be a family farm that is taking these sustainability practices seriously?
I think sustainability is something that's very important, and I think that's what made my proficiency project so unique. On our dairy in the last few years, sustainability has really been a hot topic because we're trying to push a lot of projects in a state with so many regulations on this kind of thing in order for it to benefit not only our climate, our business economically, but we just want to leave our land better than we inherited it. And that's a big thing that dairy farmers are pushing in all of the sustainable techniques that we use, whether it's our flush system, where we recycle all the water that comes from the barns and the cows, and fertilizing our fields with that same lagoon water. It's just really important to us that we are sustainable and that we're showing other dairy farmers that it's important to be sustainable.
You're doing a lot of great work, especially just on the farm, from maintaining animal facilities to analyzing feed rations, just a lot of work. But I bet it wouldn't be possible with some of your support system. Who would you all like to thank?
I would 100% like to thank my family, my advisor, all of the people in the dairy and agriculture community that have helped me throughout this project. To start off, without my family, they wouldn't have pushed me to get involved in the FFA. They wouldn't have pushed me to work on the dairy every day. My advisor, the day I walked into my freshman class at an AgBio, she told me, "You're going to be my proficiency kid." And ever since then, every day on the dairy, I've thought about that. And being on stage and accepting this award has been huge because of all of the people that have contributed to my project. I've walked around our dairy with our nutritionist, just talking to him about why we feed cows, what we do, the benefits that it has. In preparing for this competition, I've met an immense amount of people from agriculture that have contributed to my knowledge of not only dairy, but everything. And I've built those connections with a lot of people who are amazing, kind people that I'm going to have throughout my lifetime.
Such a unique story. You have so much to share, especially for the dairy industry. What does the future may look like for you?
So right now I'm at Modesto Junior College. It's in the San Joaquin Valley in California. I plan to transfer to Fresno State University. It's about 2 hours from our dairy, but I'm going to make it work so I can commute and still work on the dairy and be involved in the operation. After that, planning to run the dairy and serve in the community, in local agriculture boards possibly, maybe with the Farm Bureau. I'm just really looking to staying involved. Next year in 2023, I will be one of the 5 participants in the California Dairy Leaders Group. So it will be a group of people that are young, involved in California dairy, want to be more involved in the agriculture industry, and we'll be taking trips where we learn about the future of dairy, marketing and dairy, sustainability efforts in the dairy industry. So I'm very happy to close this chapter with this proficiency, but I'm really excited to see what's next.
You're dedicated to serve the dairy community. It's so important in all states. Thanks and congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
That was Anthony Aguida of the Houston FFA chapter in California. He was the dairy production placement winner at the 95th National FFA Convention. I'm Michelle Stengler with National FFA.